Welcome to the beginning of a transformative journey through education. This blog stands at the crossroads of a revolutionary idea, valuing knowledge and practical skills above the traditional symbols of education, such as degrees. Teachers, the unsung architects of the future, deserve all accolades and more, for they hold the potential to shape society with every lesson they impart. Yet they operate within a system that often prioritizes the theoretical over the practical, the grade over genuine understanding, and degrees over demonstrable skills. The current educational model resembles a gym where the exercises done may not translate to functional strength in everyday life. Similarly, our schools equip students with information that seldom finds direct application in the practical world. The result? Graduates holding degrees that do not necessarily reflect their real-world capabilities or market needs. As we embark on the monumental task of educating the next generation, we find ourselves at a crossroads between intention and outcome. Despite immense financial investments in education, over $53 billion annually in Canada, a chasm persists between the skills imparted by academic institutions and those required in the workforce. The disparity is stark. Our youths, even after spending a quarter of their lives in educational pursuits, grapple with an unemployment rate of 14.2%, a statistic that does not align with Canada's robust educational system, ranked among the world's best. It's a paradox that begs the question, where does the problem lie? The disconnection is not merely in numbers, but in relevance. The current educational model is akin to a fitness regimen that focuses on appearance over functional strength. Just as a well-rounded exercise routine should incorporate practical, everyday movements, so too should education mirror the real-world scenarios that students will inevitably face. Yet, the curriculum remains abstract, often disconnected from practical application, leaving graduates equipped with knowledge they may never employ. In the job market, companies find themselves compensating for this lack, investing millions to cultivate the job force skills that one might expect to be foundational to any education. But the crux of the matter is not the absence of effort, it is the misdirection of it. We find our educational efforts misaligned with the rhythmic pulse of societal needs, creating discord instead of harmony. Creating a practical curriculum, therefore, means developing one that is intricately tied to real-world relevance. It involves recognizing the demands of the job force, identifying the skills that drive society forward, and integrating them into a cohesive learning experience. Such an approach ensures that education is not only intuitive, but also empowering, producing not just graduates, but skilled contributors to the workforce. What steps can we take to align education with the kinetic dance of life and labour? The answer lies in a curriculum designed not for theoretical acclaim, but for practical vitality, where each lesson is a step towards real-world proficiency.